From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We've done a lot of stories at Boise State Public Radio about local bookstores closing down. Independent bookstores have struggled in recent years, and they have had to close their doors, including three in Nampa and one in Caldwell. And as each store closed, local authors lost another space where they could find new readers, making it harder to continue to write what they love. However, there's a new bookstore. It's opened in Caldwell, and it is trying to create a home for area writers with its local author showcase. So joining us now is George Decker, manager of the Shared Stories Bookstore. George, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So George, why did you and your wife want to open up a brand new bookstore when, as I mentioned, unfortunately, so many have been closing in the Treasure Valley?
Well, so when Rediscovered Books was out here in Caldwell and they were closing, they had us in and they were saying, hey, you know, we think a bookstore, a new bookstore could still fly in Caldwell, just not one that was, you know, this or that or too big, too small and all this. So we started looking and found a nice small 1200 square foot building and we opened it up.
So I want you to kind of take us on a visual tour, though, of your store, because it's really unique. I mean, you have a kitchen.
Yes. Yes.
So let's start there.
All right. So this used to be a photography studio way back when, and there are different rooms. And then it turned into the Destination Caldwell offices originally. So what we did is we took a page out of the King's English bookstore that's in Salt Lake, that they opened in a small house. And what they did is every room is a different theme. And so that's exactly what we did. We thought, well, let's have a small room for the kids' room. Let's have a back room, you know, that'll be for the generalized or the specific fiction, like fantasy, romance, all that. But when it came to the kitchen, we thought, well, what goes into kitchen? Well, cookbooks, health, home, hearth, and goodies for the house. So that's exactly what we did.
I love that. I mean, what a way to use the space and in such a unique way, right? So that's such a great way to do your space. I want to talk about your local author showcase next. First off, just tell us what this is.
Okay. So when we first opened on the 10th of April, very soon after that, a bunch of local authors started coming to us saying, hey, would you carry our book? And we went through the process of, okay, well, first we have to read it and go through it and see if it has all the edits that need to be done and all that before we can sell it. So what we did is we just started collecting them and started reading them and passing them around the staff. And then sometime around late August, I got to thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, instead of just having a spot to have a book on a shelf, how about if we had the local authors in, because they're all here within, you know, this area, let's have them in and let's have them come in, talk about their book and sign their books and let the people know that there's people here in Caldwell that are writers. There's people in Boise that are writers, Nampa, Meridian. They're just all over here. So it's like, why not?
So it sounds like you do not, you're not lacking local authors to showcase, but what I am curious about is what kind of books you feature in that showcase. Can you maybe tell us about a couple that you've showcased?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So we have folk tales, YA stories. We just got, some kid books in from someone that we're going to do it. We're going to do this again in the spring. There's generalized fiction. There's a little bit of horror. There's some romance. I mean, it's pretty much everything under the sun. In fact, so we had Jennifer Tipton, who was a nurse in Southern California, write about her stories, which were just fantastic. And then we have this other person who came in June. She came in and she said, you know, I'm writing a book about how to get young kids jobs and whatnot and how to get them involved in things. And she said, how do I do this? When we said, well, there's a number of ways you can do self-publish. So we started talking to her about that. And then she came in a couple of weeks later, said, okay, well, I did that. Now what? So then we started talking to different processes. And then she was here signing her books, and it was fantastic.
And you also have a lot of book clubs, right? So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. Yes. So we have, right now as it stands, we have the sci-fi book club, the romance book club, the young reader or the teen book club. Mm-hmm. What is on deck for pretty much after the holiday season, because that's going to be crazy, is we have a cookbook book club, where what we do is we will choose one book, you know, one cookbook. Everyone chooses something from it, cooks it, brings it in, and we have a potluck. We have a poetry that's on deck to go, a poetry club that's for people to read and also write their own. Yeah, we have a lot of different ideas to see, you know, because what we're trying to do is the first thing that my wife and I came up with when we were looking at mm-hmm. opening a bookstore was our mission statement, building a community through books. And let's just coordinate with as many people as we can. And hey, let's get books in people's hands.
Well, and you know, it's really this whole community bookstore idea, right? Mm. Bringing the community together. Yep. So you said you opened in April. What's the response been like to have an independent bookstore in Caldwell?
There have been so many people come in and say, "We're so glad you're here." That, you know, we were so upset when the other store closed, and we wanted, you know, we have gotten a lot of good ideas and conversations with people. And when we were opening, we thought, you know, we don't want to step on anyone's toes, because there is the Rubaiyat bookstore in town that's just about mm-hmm. a block and a half away, and they do used books. And so we thought, let's just do all new books and we'll go from there.
I have about 2 minutes left with you, George. So I'm really curious. You've been talking with other bookstore owners lately. What are they hearing about the future of independent bookstores?
Well, so I just got back from Denver with the Mountains and Plains Independent Bookstore Association. It was almost a week-long conference, which was fantastic. A lot of authors were there. A lot of classes were taken. And there have been years where there's not a lot of people there. But this mm-hmm. year, they were at max capacity. They have more bookstores opening. And what's interesting is that they also have people that are doing pop-ups. So they'll go to like a brewery or a winery or wherever, and they'll just they'll pop up a tent or out of their van or like the old bookmobiles, and they'll just start selling from there.
I have to tell you,
exactly what they did. So,
well, and I have to say, I think I am a huge bookworm. I love books. I love reading. And I am not a person that likes to read a book on my phone or on a tablet. I want the real book. And so just the best of luck to you and your wife as you continue this journey, because books are amazing.
Absolutely. And to that point, real quick, the kids who went through the 2020, so the people who are like between the ages of 15 and 25, they are more interested in books than I've ever seen in any other group. They'll come in and they'll say, "We love the texture of a book. We love the smell of a book." This is something that people who are 50 and 60 say. They're like, "Oh, I love the texture of a book. I love this book. I love that book." And it's just fantastic to see.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.